This episode of the WW Review is sponsored by Magical Mara Designs. Do you enjoy showing off your love of Disney by wearing Mickey or Minnie ears, but get tired of wearing ones that are uncomfortable and give you headaches? Check out the made-to-order ear designs at MagicalMaraDesigns.com. We've got cute and comfortable Minnie and Mickey ears made to order. We've got Maleficent to Beauty and the Beast, Adventureland to Star Wars Land. Check them out at MagicalMaraDesigns.com.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my co-host, Stacey Nyman. Stacey, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Stacey, I feel like I got big announcer. Was that big announcer voice? I feel like I've got big announcer voice today.
You have been practicing.
Right?
I'm very proud of that. Like, yeah, that's awesome.
Walking in the mirror in the morning. Hello.
All right. Don't walk into the mirror. No.
Yeah, no
doubt. That would hurt.
All right. So, Stacey, before I ask you what's good, okay, or what I've seen recently is what's making you nervous. I've got a I've got a question for you. You ready for a little trivia question? And right. I'm going to leave this open-ended because in a way it kind of plays upon what I'm going to talk about today. So,
okay.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay, hang on one second. What do these have in common with each other? You ready?
Ready.
Antarctica. Chile. Brazil. Central America. Mexico. And the South American rainforests. What do those all have in common with each other?
Huh. Well, I'm kind of following them in a map in my mind. Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of make your way from Antarctica all the way up through Central America, or South America to Central America.
You've gotten all crazy geographical on me. No.
I know, because that's not it.
That's
well,
not
I, read
it.
I read a story when I was teaching about how to get to Antarctica, so I'm like, I'm remembering back from people who got on a plane in South America, and they travel. Anyway, so
I'm exporting
me,
war criminals now
on.
For criminy crickets? No, I'm not. That's scene four from It's a Small World.
Oh.
Antarctica,
very cool.
Chile, Brazil, Central America, Mexico, and the South American rainforest. Do you know what scene five is?
No, but is that for real how they do that? Is that really Antarctica at the end?
Well, that's not the end. There's scene five is the South Pacific, Hawaii,
okay.
Australia, and then various
yeah.
Polynesian islands with the Polynesian okay. drummers. Scene six is the grand finale, and it doesn't represent any specific nation.
Okay.
And that's
Got
where
it.
Everything is like silver and like baby blue.
That's
and
what I was thinking that you were thinking was Antarctica.
Yeah.
Okay,
no.
Go on.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
So, yeah, I was just throwing a little bit at you. I'm going to leave it right there and maybe revisit this in a little bit. That's what I'm going to say.
All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
What's causing you stress in your life?
All right. So, if you're a member of EDCOT, I put a post on recently that talked about my anxiety about my Disneyland trip coming up in late June. And I've been reading on a few blog posts that, because I've been looking up some Disneyland tips and everything, trying to make up some planning strategies, and noticed that a lot of the blog posts are speculating that Disneyland will be opening their Galaxy's Edge area of the park between June 21st and June 23rd, like that weekend. And we are scheduled to leave Chicago on our trip cross country on June 21st. So our family honestly wanted to avoid the opening of Galaxy's Edge, but we've planned this Disneyland trip for a long time. We've been planning on going this summer and just didn't really think things through very well. So we have the tickets purchased. We have reservations off property and at Grand Californian, and everything's kind of in place, except for now I am really stressed that we are going to be there during really chaotic time. But I've people on EDCOT have kind of talked me off the ledge a little bit. Scott is all gung-ho about it. He wants to do this. He said, we can make the best of this. We're there for a long time. We're there for, we're actually going to be at Disneyland area for, I think, 11 days. Mm-hmm. And we have 5-day park hopper tickets already with Max Pass added to it. We're going to see if we can add a 6th day if we need it. Sometimes they'll allow you to do that. So we do have a nice long time there. We're there over 11 days, so we can pick and choose which day we're going to the parks, which day we're doing other touristy things. So I think in a bad case scenario, we have a good plan going into it. And we're there over a week, too. You know, like, we're not only there on the weekends, so we can kind of see where we want to go. But we are also over there 4th of July week, so that's another... It's either going to be totally fine, or we're going to be asking for help.
Okay, so can I run the gamut here? And what will be the Nyman's last Disney vacation ever?
No kidding.
So here is idea one. If, in fact, you wait for another month and they announce the opening, mm-hmm. All right. Well, part of you immediately as a pirate's like, oh my gosh, your rental is worth so significantly more on the resale.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. Stacey, you could rent that and pay for 2 vacations because everyone's going to want to stay on property on that date. You got the golden ticket. You're like Charlie and you just went into the candy store and you got the golden ticket.
That is so true. I didn't even think about that.
All right.
So, and that was a lot of points. Like, I think we borrowed and banked and did everything to get the points we need. So I think we're staying for 4 nights there. So for 4 nights, one bedroom, Grand Californian, it was a lot of points we put out for that.
No doubt. And you could probably get 3 times as much in return because everyone's going to want it. And you've got the location on property. So that's step one. Step two isn't so good. Yeah, if it's opening, I'm going to be honest, Disneyland's crowded all the time. There's not a day it's not crowded. You're going to see crowds like you have never seen in your life, like Christmas on steroids, and it's going to be insane. But like a magnet, it's going to draw right to that land. And Disneyland's going to be tough, and you're going to have to find creative times to go there. But I don't know if you remember me telling you this, that Disney's California Adventure, and everybody who's a Walt Disney World fan is going to cringe. It might be the 2nd or 3rd best park, at least in America.
Uh-huh.
California
That's
Adventure.
That's great, yeah.
Oh, no, uh-huh. It's awesome. And Cars Land is amazing. It's ridiculous. So even if you had to go to DCA for 3 days out of your 5-day pass, mm-hmm. you'll have fun. It's going to be awesome. So don't panic on that. And here's the last thing. When we were down there, some of the coolest memories were looking up and seeing the fire station apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And just... You know, it's riding the omnibus up and down Main Street and doing the things that, like all of a sudden, you're going to get this is dorky of us. You're going to look up, and you've not been, I've only been once. But when you see, like, the Matterhorn the first time, it's like, oh, my gosh. I've, like, read about that so many times.
Yes.
And, like, when you see Sleeping Beauty's castle, and you see a submarine going around the lagoon, and it's Nemo's submarine, but you're like, I can't believe I'm here. You know,
right.
like I cannot believe I'm actually in this property. You'll love it.
Yes.
So you
know. And Scott's point was, and he had a really good point too, where people, you know, if our, like we said, we're if we get into Galaxy's Edge, it's going to be a complete bonus. We're going into this thinking we're not going to go see that area of the park. So everybody's gonna be trying to get those fast passes. So in the morning when we have our max pass, we're gonna get all the things out of the way that, you know, are not the most popular things, like, you know, Alice in Wonderland and you know, the dark rides that are kind of slow movers that probably get busy toward the middle of the day. We're gonna go see those things first where nobody's gonna be paying attention to those things. So hopefully we can have good strategies by getting in at rope drop and then heading out and then maybe going back later on in the evening or whatever, if they let us back in. But
remember, you're staying on property too. So your rope drops an hour earlier than everybody else.
Exactly.
We walked by when we were there, me and Lucille, on a rainy day, and we walked by everybody and it was like Wayne and Garth. It's like, ding, right past me. It was an awesome.
That's great. Yeah.
So excellent. I'm glad for you. I'm excited for you. I was going to say, maybe the Mavericks might even consider a pop-in trip over there and crash your party until you just let me know that it's now going to be the opening, which we realize we won't be able to do. So All right, so we've got a good show today. We got something different today. You know, we're going to release this right around Valentine's Day, and everybody's going to do the most romantic spots, you know, in Walt Disney World, right?
We are not everybody.
We ain't romantic. Well, we ain't romantic, but, well, separately. We're not there. Never mind. Next topic. Anyways, so but we're not going to do like everybody else, right? We're not picking romantic locations. We're going to pick, if you were on a first date, or if you want to propose to your spouse, all right? Where's the least romantic option for you in Walt Disney World, all right? What's the spot that's going to make you cringe if your husband pulls out his ring for you, Stacey, and gets on one knee? Or if you're on a first date and you're trying to go and tell that person what a great time you're having, what is going to be an absolute buzzkill on Walt Disney World property? How's that sound? Something a little different.
That sounds excellent. I mean, people who are looking for proposals and things can listen to this podcast for years to come and know exactly what not to do. I mean, this is gold for people right now.
Yeah, exactly. Don't do this. So my first tip, even Stacey, I'm not even at my locations. My first tip is if you're proposing, make sure you're looking at your spouse. Do not look off at the hordes of people or any Brazilian tour group walking by, because that will assure you she will say no, and yep, she'll probably give you a crack across the head. So
exactly.
That's my first tip, is make sure you're looking
good tips
directly at your spouse. Very good.
This is fantastic.
Right? This is Dub's gold today, just so you know.
Yes.
All right. So you're up. Let's go through a few spots that would make you cringe and explain why, because it's going to be subjective too. So,
all right. So my first tip, or my first spot where you would absolutely not want a first date or a proposal. So this is something that I experienced this summer. So I know exactly how wrong this would be. I was not proposed to at this place this summer. That sounded a little bit weird, but I experienced this place this summer. No proposals here, please. All right. So my first place where you would never, ever want a first date or a marriage proposal would be at a place that I experienced well this summer. And it is miserable and a place that nobody really wants to be. And that is at the front of Pop Century, in a line waiting for a bus at 9 o'clock in the morning in the middle of the summer.
Come on, that's romance. That's it romance is, time.
That please, friends, don't propose there. It is miserable. There are kids crying. There are people with really large strollers that don't want to put them down and don't realize they have to put them down because this is their first day off to the parks and they're still learning the ropes. There's probably 120 people ahead of you, and you know you're not getting on that next bus. There's no shade, and everybody's kind of crabby at that moment. So not a good place. Not a good place for a first date or a marriage proposal.
Okay. Okay. You really convinced me once you said there's no shade and there's 120 people in line. That convinced me. That's a very good one. So if you're in Pop, save it. Save it till we find a better location. We might even throw one or two of these locations out.
Yes.
I might be able to top that. Because you know what's romantic? You know what really gets everyone's hearts ready for romance and proposals and commitment and lifetime of love?
Tell me about it.
Seeing the 44 presidents of our country go into their 20-minute diatribe on the history of America. So I cannot tell you that I've ever seen one there, but I can only imagine that either you're a history major or a professor of history to find that in a romantic location. And I'm just imagining President Trump standing up with all the other presidents with their head nod or their eye wink or their arm shake as you bend down on one knee and say, "Nothing makes me happier to spend my life with you," and having Barack Obama and Donald Trump witness it.
So, yeah, I mean, and what if you are not on the same side politically too? That could really even add to the disaster of that proposal.
Right? There you go. You can be a Democrat and a Republican or a Green Party, but maybe just avoid all that drama and save it, right? You can maybe do it when you're leaving the Hall of Presidents, but certainly,
yes,
you know, I would avoid the Hall of Presidents for
exactly
romance. So
that's, yeah, or go over to Epcot and, you know, write at Voices of Liberty. That would be a better place. If you want to celebrate America with your proposal, go there instead of Hall of Presidents.
And then get a tattoo of the American flag and a screaming eagle across your chest. Then you can do that. You can do that later to commemorate.
That's like the perfect day.
Commemorate it all. Okay.
All right. My next one is a Rockin' Shockin'. It's not the Rock and Roller Coaster. Don't think it's that. A Rockin' Shockin' ride on the Tomorrowland Speedway. Okay. Not the place for a first date, because even it just kind of put this vision in your mind.
Hang on. So did you say if the TTA's rock crop? Never mind. I'm not going there. Okay.
And not the TTA, because that would actually be pretty romantic, I think. But the Tomorrowland Speedway.
Oh, so I misheard you. Down. You yes. hadn't gone in my mind. Okay, go ahead.
No, because I think TTA would be romantic. But so the Speedway, you know, you sit down. First of all, you've waited. I have a theme going on here. Waiting in line in the sun without shade. So you get through that line. Let's say you don't even have a fast pass. That even makes it worse. So you get in the line. You sit down in your car. The cars in front of you are spewing out all these fumes. You're getting a little lightheaded. And then either your partner there are driving, and you know how that goes. You can't stay in a straight line on the Tomorrowland Speedway. You're constantly bouncing back and forth.
He might drop the ring.
You might drop the ring. And if it's a first date, can you imagine the person who's not driving judging the person who's driving? Like, what's wrong with this person? How could I date a person who can't even drive on an attraction at Walt Disney World? They don't know. They're not the ones who are driving. They don't know how hard that is to keep that thing straight. It would just be an absolute disaster. So stay away from the Tomorrowland Speedway.
Stacy, okay, so here we are. I'm on my first date with somebody, right? We're on the Speedway. I'm trying to be suave and put my arm around her, and some kid hits me, and my arm, and I just either I get really, really frisky really quickly, or I happen to go and put an elbow across the poor girl's face.
Yes.
Right?
See how horrible that would be?
And some 8-year-old are like, dang it, kid! Right?
Yeah, and people are watching you, and you might get in trouble from the cast members from bumping and everything. It's just not. It's not worth it.
All right.
Don't do it.
Speedway. Monoxide poisoning. You don't want it anyways.
No.
Okay. Let me take you back to my example. You know what else is really not romantic? Having the drone of over 300 creepy dolls singing the same song to you for 17 minutes, because you really never find a break in that song to propose.
Never.
And honestly, it's the kind of thing where you want to remember your proposal forever. You want to remember the atmosphere. And that song's very bipolar, right? Would you agree you either love it or you hate it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there's not really much gray area.
If you're 6 years old, you love it. If you're 25 years old and you're getting proposed to, you may not. So my advice would be, you can pick any country you want. Maybe that will be the country you propose in, but don't combine them in the same attraction. I would avoid the It's a Small World attraction if you're looking for romance, especially because behind you, there's guaranteed to be 6-year-olds, 4-year-olds, and 3-year-olds looking up and around.
Absolutely. And probably people taking photographs with flash photography, too. So that's, you know, you want to kind of get through that. No Small World attraction.
Unless you happen to be a nationality where you're one of those people that have like 19 nationalities, you know, mm-hmm. You can't say, oh, I'm Swedish. You know, you would
yes.
say, oh, I'm part Swedish. I'm part, unless you represent a bunch of these countries and they're all in the same room. I don't know. Maybe
that might actually be pretty meaningful. You're right.
There we go.
All right. So I have to do this one because everybody would be super disappointed if I did not do the typical Stacy answer. It would not be romantic to get proposed to or have a first date in a Walt Disney World bathroom. There is no romance in that, even if it's in the most beautiful one, like the Tangled restroom. Or I've heard, when I was doing research on this, I know I was doing, it was kind of crazy. I was doing some research on the bathrooms of Walt Disney World. So maybe that's not so crazy. Apparently in one of the bathrooms by Cosmic Rays, there's like some really cool, cool stuff in those bathrooms. I never knew. Cool, I saw a really cool picture. It's like walls with bubbles in them and
no
things.
Cool stuff. No.
I know, but I was like, whoa, that is kind of that would be kind of romantic. But getting proposed to in a bathroom or having a first date in the bathroom, not good. Not a good idea. The ones I was specifically thinking of though were any of them at any of the park entrances or exits. Those are never really nice bathrooms. They're usually kind of dirty. They don't get as much attention as they need to. Those would be specifically avoidable or ones to avoid. But really all of them. I mean, it's probably not a good idea to do that. So just stay away from the bathrooms.
Yeah, I'd say there's very little chance for a successful romance in your marriage and your life if you're proposing to your spouse in a bathroom.
Right.
Okay, I can envision a scenario. You want the scenario?
Yep.
Let's say you've been meaning to marry this person for so long and he fell. And let's say that he cracked his head on the way down. He wasn't sure. And you were like, I absolutely need to propose to you before. I don't know if you're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
There's the one scenario. But realistically, that's probably not going to happen, right?
Probably not, but yeah, I can see that that would be important.
How did we talk about bathrooms and romance? Oh my gosh.
I had to throw it in there. I'm like, everybody would be disappointed
guys,
if I didn't do
guys,
it.
No proposals in bathrooms, no romance. This is not Waffle House. This is no romance in the bathrooms, no Tiger Woods, nothing.
This is some good stuff though. I mean, we're really saving a lot of people's relationships right now, I think.
All right. If you were going to propose or have a first date in the bathroom, if you're in EDCOT, send me a message. I will help you, but I also might remove you from EDCOT, just so you know. I might remove you. All right. You know where I often find the most stressful situation at the end of the day?
In the Nyman's hotel room?
Yes. Yes. As everyone throws their dirty clothes on the floor and the bed. No, it's on the ferry boat.
Uh-huh.
As you leave the Magic Kingdom, it's like the scene of the Tom Cruise remake of War of the Worlds, where they pack 3 million people on this ferry boat. It's just barely able to stay afloat. That would be where patients run thin, crying, sleeping, napping. Everyone's a little tired, a little stinky from their day, right? They've been going at theme parking for 12 hours. Hashtag theme parking. So I'm going to just say, if you propose, if you've waited and missed every opportunity, you may want to wait one more day. I would not crack that ring out. And what if it falls in the water, right? That ring's not coming back.
Nope.
You know? So avoid it. If you're on the Fowler or the Irvine, I would just put that ring back in your pocket.
You know, and it's really funny that you mentioned this because my next one is very, very similar, but it's after the ferry boat, or I guess it could be before the ferry boat, because mine is, it is not romantic to get engaged or have a first date in the parking lot of the Ticket and Transportation Center. That's not the place where you want to go for romance. It's just a lot of cement pillars and a lot of people who are annoyed that they had to park so far away from the Magic Kingdom.
Stacy, wait a minute. You've been mentioning romance and bathrooms and parking lots. This has gone off. This is not good. No.
Well, you have this. These are the places that people
need to
avoid.
Don't do this.
This is really important information that, you know, I was thinking, where are these? We need to save all these people. Where? Ticket and Transportation Center parking lot, not the best place for romance.
No romance in bathrooms and parking lots. That's our policy. Nope. We have a firm policy on that.
Yep, exactly.
You know what else could be annoying? You know, and I can honestly say I haven't seen this show in like 4 years. Don't let the Muppets in any way help you in your engagement or your proposal. Maybe for a first date, if she's a Muppet fan, but I can assure you that Muppets cannot start the relationship off on solid ground. So if you're going to go to Muppet Vision 3D, and at some point during that production, you're going to get up and propose. Man, I got to tell you, I'm just not seeing it. I'm just not feeling it. I don't know if the Swedish Chef is going to help you, if that's your plan, or Rizzo the Rat, but I just don't see it. You know?
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, for real.
I'd call it quits and maybe save it for Pizza Rizzo, a romantic location like Pizza Rizzo, even though it's closing down.
They do have a nice little wedding venue on the second floor at Pizza Rizzo.
Right,
so
right.
That would be a good, appropriate alternative.
All right. You got one more for us?
I do. So my last one
is... We are saving people here. We're creating love here for people.
I know.
Okay.
Exactly. So my last one is, you know, you've got this whole romantic idea all set up in your mind. You're going to propose to your future spouse on New Year's Eve. You have been waiting for months to propose to your future spouse, hopefully. And you decided that you want to do it on one of the most romantic nights of the year, New Year's Eve. So you have the ring all ready to go. You have your plans all set to go. So you set out on this new adventure to propose. Don't do it after the fireworks at Magic Kingdom. Now, I'm not talking about waiting until the grand finale and then you get on one knee and propose. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, don't do it after the fireworks have finished and people are starting to make their way out of the Magic Kingdom. That is not the romantic time to get down on one knee to propose, because here's some things that can happen. You can get trampled. Nobody wants to be trampled. That is not the best way to start your life.
It is like running of the bulls, isn't it?
Right, especially if you get down on one knee. Nobody's going to see you. You're going to get run over by a stroller or an ECD or something. That's not good. Another thing is that there's about 7.5 million people who are trying to make their way out. If you were going to propose, you should have done it before the fireworks or during the fireworks. After isn't the right time to do that. And then you have to fight all those people to get out of the park after your spouse tells you no. You know, then you're going to have to leave by yourself and you're fighting crowds for maybe 2 or 3 hours.
Embarrassing. Right?
So, yep, nope, that's... Don't do it after the fireworks have completed.
That's the longest, most embarrassing walk of shame ever if she says no amongst all those people. How could that happen to you? Why would you miss your opportunity to wait for that time? Plus, it's late. She's tired. She's hungry. She's crabby. She's been up since 8 o'clock in the morning. You really screwed that one up. I got to tell you. Right. You screwed that one up.
Exactly. Not good.
You know what else really is set? Well, you know what sets the mood for romance? You know what sets the mood, Stacey?
What?
Oompa bands in beer.
Oh, yes.
Right? And just strangers at your table. So, So, my delicate flower, let's go to a romantic dinner at a communal table in a giant beer garden in Germany in Epcot. Don't be that guy. Unless the woman you're marrying is a bigger beer drinker than you. If she's a bigger beer drinker than you, then I might have just given you the most valuable tip you'll ever receive on the Dub Show. Consider the beer garden, but if she's not a beer drinker, if she likes quiet, intimate affairs, if she likes food that would be considered delicate cuisine or like 5-star, I would not go to the beer garden.
Yeah.
Not good. Not romantic.
That's probably good to avoid.
Okay. Off the top of your head, we didn't prepare this list, but let's just say we had a guy or a girl and they were looking for a great location. And let's toss out the first date. Let's say that this was it. It was the moment they were going to propose. Give me off the top of your head two places that would absolutely be wonderful to propose to.
Yes. Okay. So I have...
Give me one good one and one that's questionable, but you think it's good.
Yeah. Okay. So Scott and I, or I shouldn't say Scott, I think it was Sophie and I, actually last summer we were at Epcot and we were in France and we kind of made our way to the back of France. We would walk through a gift shop, and now I can't even remember exactly where we were, but we'd walk through a gift shop and we came out in this courtyard with trees and everything. There were benches around this courtyard and there was absolutely no one in this area. So I sat on the bench for a really long time and just kind of looked around. It was middle of the summer, park was crowded, and we were just by ourselves. It was really beautiful. It was perfect for a proposal if you wanted someplace private but still in Walt Disney World. It was really a nice location. Have you ever seen that area? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's back by the ice cream shop, even a little deeper than that, correct?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And mm-hmm. I can't even remember how we found our way through there, but I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I've never been back here. You know, sometimes at Walt Disney World, you have to kind of just go. You know, if there's not a rope or an area that says do not enter, you can pretty much explore where you want. And it was one of those times when I think I just have never really gone all the way through, and it was beautiful.
Okay. That's very good. They have one like that in England, too, as well. It's,
yes.
It's back kind of like in a little like playing area for the band and whatnot back there as well, too. Here's it's not a location, but it's a thought. You know what you need in order to make this work is sometimes you need a little help from your friends. And in this case, your friends are your cast members. So make sure that you involve the cast members, even if it's a photographer, or even call up guest services. Seriously. And you tell them the plan you set forth. They may be able to help you by contacting a cast member on duty and whatnot. So let's say your dream is to get married and you want to propose at the beginning of Space Mountain. It's no one's dream, believe me, but if it is your dream, or if like by the castle, you might have a photo pass photographer just waiting in the wings for you, knowing what's going to come around, because you want to capture that. So as goofy as this sounds, contact guest services, see if they can help you in any way, or better yet, contact a photo pass photographer, mm-hmm. I guess not better yet, or a cast member. Let them know, say in 20 minutes, I'm coming back, I've got a ring, I'm going to propose. And you know what? That's what they're there for. They're there,
right.
They're there to kind of create magic for you guys. And I can assure you that when people have asked me at my job for something unique, like let's say that someone asked because their father passed away and they wanted to remember them, even though I couldn't physically give them permission legally, I certainly would look the other way. Mm-hmm. You know, and people want to help. So
right. On
that moment, which is the biggest moment of your life, involve people and they could go and mow down some of the red tape in front of you and make that easier for you. So that's my first tip. It's not a location, it's a tip.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
So you got another one for us?
Yeah, I have another one. So this past January, when Scott and I were down for marathon weekend, we our first night there, we were meeting some friends at Beaches and Cream at the beach club, and then a few hours later, we were meeting some more friends at Abacadabra. So we had a few hours to kind of spend just kind of hanging around. We had never had that opportunity before, having, you know, no kids with us. We didn't have park tickets at the time. And so we spent our time just walking around, completely around the beach club, in around the boardwalk, and then to the Swan and Dolphin. So somewhere along that walk would be an awesome opportunity for a proposal. It was just, it was at dusk. It was beautiful outside. The weather was perfect. It wasn't super crowded with people, but the atmosphere was just beautiful. And if somebody wanted to be at Walt Disney World but didn't have park tickets, or were local, or, you know, something like that, and wanted to still be on property, that's another really good thing. You don't need to be in the parks to have a great place to have a romantic evening or a proposal.
Cool. Really good thought. I'm about, like, I'm thinking of, like, a really cool picture opportunity. And this, so you're going to have to go with me here, because at initial thought, you're going to think that is not right. But I'm thinking of a cool picture opportunity for my last one. So let's say you were in line at an attraction, and all of a sudden, the line behind you just ceased to exist and left you in the lobby of a building that was decorated in a beautiful but haunting, like, 1920s, 1930s motif.
I know what you're going with.
Right? How cool would that be if all of a sudden the line behind you just stopped and didn't appear, and the line in front of you all boarded, and it was you in the lobby, allowing for some really amazing photographs at the Tower of Terror?
Mm-hmm. That would be very cool.
Right? Think about that. And like, your wedding, your theme could be laid out in front of you. It could all be the glitz and glamour of Hollywood that never was.
Yeah.
Right?
Very cool. So, I like that.
All right, so we hope we helped you guys out today with some ideas of where you can, but most importantly, where you can't. So, yeah, avoid the Small World dolls, avoid the Hall of Presidents. Stacey, where else should they avoid? Bathrooms,
parking lots, bus lines.
All right.
Those are just not good places.
We're capable of better than this, guys. I'm looking at you. You're capable of better than this, okay? If I get wind of it, I'm going to be not too happy at the situation. We've provided you some good insight today. If you've liked the show today, we're going to wonder why, but if you have, go to Stitcher, go to iTunes, leave us a review and a rating. We've got a bunch, actually, recently. We really appreciate everyone doing it. So go to iTunes and Stitcher. We appreciate, and we read everyone that we get. If you didn't like the show, what do we do if we didn't like the show, Stacey? We'll try harder? Give a different show name?
We could try harder. You could maybe just ignore it.
This is the dub-dee-dub-dub review.
Right.
Search that one. Okay. No, don't. Come back. We'll get better, I promise. Anyways.
Hopefully.
For Stacey, for our missing co-host Peter, and for myself, we'd like to thank you, and we want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day and a great day.
Bye, everyone.
Tell me something good in your life.
Did I have a job for pimples?
Hold on one second.
Yeah.
What?
Did I have a job for pimples?
Some pimples?
Yeah.
What about them?
Did a shot.
Oh, a shot for pimples?
Yeah.
You had a shot for chicken pox, yes. You're all good. You're not going to get any chicken pox, okay? All right. You can't come in again, though, because we're about to record, okay?
But Mama.
What?
Can we get fake
fake chicken pox?
I'm recording this.
Or we can get just fake one.
Just fake chicken pox?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. We can do that later, okay?
Today.
Okay. We'll see, okay? All right.
Tell Britta they're called Skittles pox, and I saw them on the commercial.
I could tell she just saw something because she was very nervous, making sure she got shots for them to make sure she didn't get any.
I'm going to release that as part of the show, just so you know. Okay.